There is something almost magical that happens when you sit in a rocking chair and you rock back and forth, back and forth. It's relaxing. Did you know they even have them in some airports now so travelers that are stressed can rock and calm down? If you don't have a rocking chair, and I recommend that you get a small rocking chair or a regular one. You know, they're garage sales, different places you can get them really inexpensively. Anyhow, if you don't have one, you can designate a special place in the classroom where you have a rocking mat. It's a small rug, a special rug that you don't use for anything else. And what you have is right by it, on the wall near it, you have a picture of a rocking chair. And when children are feeling upset, they go sit on the rocking mat and they fold their arms around their legs and they rock back and forth, until they feel better and better. All righty, so next week, I'm going to give you more strategies to help manage tantrums. There are so many in my book, Do It Right, 101 Solutions, and I'm doing this because I know that right now we seem to have more children that are acting out, that seem to have trauma, and we need positive ways to connect with them and to have them learn to self-regulate. Have a great day and weekend. You are a difference maker.